Everyone in New Hampshire knows the state is grappling with an opioid crisis, but some advocates are worried we're forgetting about a problem that's been with us for much longer. NHPR's Paige Sutherland has more.
What runs in the family for Matt Green of Exeter isn't blue eyes or brown hair. It's drinking. His grandparents, his mom, his sister all had problems of alcohol. And his dad died of liver failure at a young age.
I always say alcohol runs in families, but it really sprints in my family.
When Green was drinking, he lost several jobs, damaged relationships, and at times lived out of his car. Unlike the current conversation around opioids, Green says the dangers of alcohol are rarely talked about.
In our society, in our state specifically, it's glorified. It's a rite of passage. It's part of adulthood. It's expected.
New Hampshire is one of 17 states in the country that control liquor sales. But unlike many of these states, New Hampshire has no sales or income tax. So state-run liquor stores have become quite a lucrative source of revenue. And the state works hard to keep it that way. In the past year, 7 new liquor stores have opened, with 2 more in the works, many of which are right off the highway, including the Hooksett store in I-93, where Loretta Brissett has come to shop.
I'm from Vermont, headed to Massachusetts.
Is there a reason why you stopped in New Hampshire for liquor?
Because I always do when I'm going through. The prices are much cheaper here.
Each year, liquor sales generate millions for the state. In 2000, the legislature created a fund to direct some of that money into treatment and prevention. But most years, the state underfunds it. And last month, lawmakers even tried to get rid of this so-called alcohol fund entirely, saying the state's main problem was opioids, not alcohol. But when talking to treatment providers in the state, they say that's not what they're seeing. John Udis helps run an addiction recovery service in Portsmouth.
There's so much crossover that a lot of times someone asking for help with another substance that they're using may have a history of alcohol use problems that have kind of gone under because they've been using the other drug, or they could be using them in combination. But alcohol is the most present substance in our program and in general for people who struggle with addiction.
And it's taking a big toll on the state, from highway accidents, medical costs, family problems, to the justice system. Ned Gordon is a circuit court judge in New Hampshire.
Alcohol runs through my courtroom like a river. We see alcohol in parenting cases. We see alcohol in abuse and neglect cases. Even small claims cases you have in the court. Why aren't people paying their bills?
These negative impacts rack up a high bill, one the state ends up having to pay. In terms of lost productivity, one study shows alcohol abuse has cost the state 6 times more in state revenue than drug abuse. Matt Green is now 40. He's married, has 4 kids, and is a firefighter on the seacoast. On his days off, he's in charge of taking care of his 8-month-old daughter, Murphy.
You want to try a cookie? And bribe you with a cookie?
Green has found help and has been sober for 18 years. He says he's worried with all the recent attention to heroin, people may miss all the dangers of alcohol.
The amount of damage that the addict does is capped at their moment of death. Whereas, you know, an untreated alcoholic can do damage for decades, again and again and again.
Green is trying not to make the same mistakes as his parents, but he's worried about his kids growing up in a state that makes millions off alcohol, yet does little to address the problems it causes.
We can bury our heads in the sand as a state and as a culture and as a country, but it's not going anywhere, quite the opposite. You know, and when we're politically incentivized to make sure that it doesn't go anywhere, I think that's a problem.
For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.